WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to another episode of Stoic State of Mind. Build resilience and discipline. Today, we're diving into something that can be tough but oh so rewarding. Practicing acceptance and surrender. Ever feel like you're fighting against the current? You know that feeling when life throws a curveball and you just want to scream no, not again. We all get there sometimes. But what if I told you there's a superpower within you, a way to navigate those storms with more grace and less resistance? That superpower is acceptance. It's not about giving up or becoming complacent, it's about acknowledging reality as it is, even when it's messy, uncomfortable, or plain unfair. It's the foundation of inner peace and true strength. Think about it like this. Resistance only creates more friction. Acceptance allows us to flow with life's inevitable ups and downs, reducing stress and opening up space for calmness and clarity. So how do we actually put this into practice? Let me give you 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate a deeper sense of acceptance and surrender. 1. Start small. You don't have to become a Zen master overnight. Begin by accepting the small things: a traffic jam, a spilled coffee, even a missed deadline. Notice how much easier it is to move through these moments when you simply acknowledge them instead of battling against them. Think about your morning commute. Instead of getting stressed over the traffic, use the time for something positive, listen to an inspiring podcast, meditate, or just enjoy the quiet moment before your day kicks into gear. You'll be amazed at how much calmer you feel. 2. Challenge your thoughts. Our minds can be like a runaway train, jumping from negative thought to another. When you catch yourself spiraling, ask yourself, is this thought truly helpful? Is it based on facts or just fear? Often, those anxieties are rooted in what-ifs and assumptions, not reality. Remember, your thoughts don't define you. They're simply passing clouds in the vast expanse of your mind. Observe them without judgment, and let them drift by. 3. Practice mindfulness. Being present in this moment is key to acceptance. It's about noticing the sensations around you, the feel of the sun on your skin, the sound of birds singing, the taste of your coffee. This helps ground you in reality, reducing worry about the past or future. Try incorporating a few minutes of mindfulness into your day. Focus on your breath, observe your surroundings, and let go of any thoughts that pull you away from the present moment. 4. Embrace imperfection. No one's perfect, not you, me, or anyone else. Striving for unattainable standards only breeds frustration and disappointment. Instead, accept yourself with all your flaws and quirks. Celebrate your strengths and learn from your weaknesses. Remember, life is a journey, not a destination. Enjoy the ride, even with the bumps along the way. 5. Surrender to what you can't control. This one can be tough, but trust me, it's liberating. We can't control everything that happens to us, that's just a fact of life. But what we can control is our reaction to those events. Think about a recent situation where you felt overwhelmed or frustrated. Did resisting the situation actually make things better? Or did surrendering to it, accepting your limitations, and focusing on what you could control create more peace? Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're on a hike up a steep mountain trail. You're tired, sweaty, and maybe even a little doubtful about reaching the summit. But instead of pushing against the climb with every ounce of energy, what if you took a deep breath, acknowledged the challenge, and decided to enjoy the journey? To savor the fresh air, admire the views, and appreciate the strength your body is building with each step. You wouldn't deny yourself the beauty around you just because the summit was still far away. That's acceptance in action. It doesn't mean giving up, it means embracing the present moment, trusting the process, and finding joy even in the midst of difficulty. Remember folks, this is a journey, not a race. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and keep practicing. The more you cultivate acceptance and surrender, the stronger, calmer, and more resilient you'll become. And that's what it's all about, right? Building a life of resilience, discipline, and inner peace. So, go out there and put these principles into action. I want to hear about your experiences. Share your thoughts on social media using the hashtag #StoicStateOfMind. Let's build this journey together, one step at a time. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.